Hi, my name is Thomas Michalka. I'm a senior program manager with the Office Developer Platform team. I'm here to talk to you about custom server code in SharePoint 2010, past, present, and future. First, I'll talk through some of the challenges that exist with custom server code today, what's changing in SharePoint 2013 with the new app model, and then I'll walk through an example of migrating an existing full trust solution to an app with client-side object model. So what are some of the challenges with custom server code today? They can be categorized in deployment, runtime, operations, and development issues. On the deployment side, whenever you update a full trust solution, you are incurring downtime. App lifecycle is somewhat more complicated than it would be with other app models that exist. And lastly, full trust code is not supported in Office 365. The challenge in the app lifecycle comes from the fact that when you uninstall a full trust solution, the code goes away, but anything else that might have been created by the solution stays behind. And so one of the advances we've made with the app model, the cloud app model in particular, is that the server remains clean. And when you uninstall the app, you can be sure that all of the artifacts that are part of the app have been removed. On the runtime side, because full trust code runs side by side with the product code, security is an issue. And anything that SharePoint can do, full trust code can do as well. So it requires an extra level of scrutiny on the code that you deliver as a full trust solution. Anything your full trust solution does takes away from the resources available to SharePoint itself. And lastly, you're locked into the .NET version that SharePoint has chosen for its release, and you can take advantage of the advances that the ASP.NET team and others are making on a monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. On the operations side, full trust solutions have been one of the major drivers for support calls. Troubleshooting issues with a SharePoint installation that has full trust code installed is much more difficult because now you have to deal with both potential product issues as well as issues with the full trust solutions that are installed that may come from different vendors or different teams within your IT organization. And having custom code side by side with product code makes it much more difficult to troubleshoot any issues that arise. On the development side, full trust code requires that SharePoint is installed on the developer machine. When building solutions using the client object model, you can develop against a remote SharePoint server. There are testability issues with full trust code because your dev and test environments will not have the same load as a production environment, and that's where most of the issues occur. So what's changing in SharePoint 2013? For one, full trust code is not supported in Office 365. Partially trusted user code is deprecated. In the new app model, all server code must use the client-side object model or the REST API. And this is supported by the new hosting options of provider-hosted and auto-hosted apps. Client object model API surface is greatly expanded in SharePoint 2013, and this should provide a path for full trust solutions that had to be built as full trust solutions in the past because the APIs were not available in partially trusted code. And with the REST API that we introduced, you now can also build SharePoint solutions that span platforms. You're no longer tied to just JavaScript, .NET, and SilverLight. So let's look at a full trust solution and how we can migrate that to an app. Okay, so this is a demo of a full trust solution that's based on a sample that's out there in the 101 SharePoint samples. It creates a taxonomy within a SharePoint farm for plants. So in case you didn't know how to spell rose or tulip, this will help you out. So the app is very simple. It's a single page that's hosted in the layouts folder under ECM create taxonomy, and then there's create taxonomy.aspx page that was deployed as part of the full trust app. When I click the create taxonomy button, it creates the taxonomy, and if I go to the term store management tool, I can drill down into plants, flowers, there are orchids, tulips, etc. And it goes down a couple of levels. And I can also hit another button to actually display this and pull it out of the term store. This is a full trust solution. It's been possible to do this for a couple of releases. Taxonomy is one of the more widely used services within SharePoint. And until SharePoint 2010, it was not accessible from the client object model. Following demos, I will show you how to move from a full trust solution to a SharePoint app using the client object model to access and create taxonomy information. So let's look at the full trust code first. It consists of two parts. It's a single ASPX page with code behind. And as you can see, if you've done any work in SharePoint, this looks like a regular SharePoint page to you. It includes a number of SharePoint web controls, utilities, and a master page, and it has content placeholders like the placeholder main, page header, etc. So this is the basic structure of the page, and it has a couple of buttons for creating and displaying the taxonomy, and a couple of labels where the result messages are displayed. So this is in case something went wrong with the taxonomy creation, or when the creation was successful, it'll get this label will get updated. And similarly here, the plant taxonomy label will get populated once the code behind has retrieved the data from the taxonomy store. The code behind implements two event handlers for the button click events. One is for the create taxonomy button, and the second one is for the display taxonomy click event. And they in turn call a method that's implemented on the code behind as well. The create method basically gets the context of the current site collection using this commonly used full trust API. Then it creates a taxonomy session. It gets the term store using a well-known name. This is the default name for the managed metadata service term store. And then it creates a new group, and I call it the plants group, give it a name and a new ID, and then I populate it with a term set and then multiple terms and a couple of levels. And once all that's done, it gets committed to the term store, and at that point it's updated synchronously in the term store. So that's all that's happening here. Let's look at what this code is like in an auto-hosted SharePoint app. So in the app for SharePoint, we're really in a standard ASP.NET web project. So the header of the page will look a little bit different. It doesn't have a lot of the SharePoint references in it. It's just a standard ASP.NET page. The only thing we're doing here to tie in with the SharePoint UI is to pull in the Chrome control from the site where the app is installed. And this is a well-known path, and there are many samples that implement this. So we're not going to go into detail here, but what it does is basically pull in the CSS from SharePoint, including the theming information, so that your app follows what SharePoint is doing on the site that the app is installed in. And down here, I've basically mimicked the look and feel of the page in SharePoint. So I created a heading for the taxonomy creation. I copied the text. All of this is basically a one-for-one copy and paste from the full trust solution. The only noticeable difference here is that there are a couple of properties inside of the page that I use to go back and access SharePoint. One is the context token. This is a construct of the OAuth authentication method that apps use to call back into SharePoint. And the other is simply the URL of the host web where the app is installed. The rest of the code behind looks very, very similar to what you have in the full trust solution. There are two button click handlers. One creates the plant taxonomy and the other one displays the plant taxonomy. And when we drill down into the methods that implement this functionality, we'll start to see some slight differences. So the first difference between the client object model and the full trust object model is how the context is established. In Full Trust Code, there's an API to get the context of the current site or site collection. In Client Object Model, there's an equivalent API to get a client context. And in the app model, most of that is implemented in the token helper. Token helper encapsulates all of the necessary OAuth functionality to authenticate the app back to SharePoint. So it's while OAuth in itself is a fairly complicated protocol, Token Helper makes that super simple for developers to use. I need a single method to establish the client context. That's implemented in Token Helper. You get that for free with every SharePoint app project that you create with Visual Studio. So you pass in the host web, which is the web where the app is installed inside of SharePoint, and the context token, which comes in as part of the request when the app is launched. And the request URL authority is the address of the website that the app is running on. And after that, it's really very, very similar to Full Trust Code, down to the object and class names. The main difference is in the namespace here. Rather than saying Microsoft SharePoint, it's microsoft.sharepoint.client. And underneath that, a lot of the object names are really the same. So like in Full Trust Code, we create a session with a taxonomy service. We access a term store. Rather than using a name term store, we get the default term store for the site collection. That's a simplification. And after that, the APIs are literally the same in both cases. And so we built up term groups, terms, and finally we commit them using the client object model way of doing this. So whenever we call any of the APIs, they actually are not executed immediately. They're batched up. And when we've built up the payload for our request to SharePoint, it gets executed using the client context.execute query API. That will send off the whole batch of work that we built up and executes it against SharePoint's asynchronous APIs. And so once that's done, we get our success message. And if something went wrong, we get an error message. And similarly, we can make a request against the term store to retrieve term information. We're loading up a query with client context.load, basically build up a link-based query with lambdas here in this case, and filter the result set by the term group that we just created called plants. And again, we do execute query against the client context and format it as HTML and output it. That's exactly the same as in the Full Trust Code. So let's run this. Let's just set a breakpoint here to see how apps handle debugging. So now the app is installed actually in Office 365, not on the local machine like it was with the Full Trust Code. I'm developing remotely against Office 365. The SharePoint portion was installed to SharePoint. And every app we install has to request the permission it needs to operate. In this case, it was asking for access to the taxonomy store. And then the UI looks fairly similar to what you've seen in the Full Trust Code. This is the Chrome control up here. It implements navigation back to the SharePoint site it was installed in, and you can add menus here, and you get the look and feel of the SharePoint site the app is installed in, down to the styling of the buttons. So if I click here, I hit my breakpoint. In this case, because the app is in debug mode, it's actually hitting the breakpoint on my local machine in IIS Express. But nevertheless, I can execute the code and create the taxonomy in SharePoint on Office 365. So if you go here to the term store, the plants taxonomy group shows up in the same way it did for the full trust app. So this demo was to show that it's a fairly straightforward migration from existing full trust code to the new app model. With auto-hosted apps and provider-hosted apps, it's relatively easy to host the custom code you have and test it independently and have very little impact on the operation of the SharePoint farm. On premises, you can install it on your own IIS server that's co-located with your SharePoint farm to get the best performance you can get. In Office 365, you have the option of using auto-hosted apps, which are also co-located with Office 365 farms in the cloud. So let's talk about the road ahead for a minute. As a rule of thumb, think about apps first and server-side object model second. Apps give you a great upgrade path from your on-premise environment to the cloud. And with the app lifecycle that we built in SharePoint 2013, you are basically isolated against many of the issues I mentioned earlier on the operations side, on the deployment side, and even the testability side and the development environment. Thank you for watching this video. Please visit the Reimagine SharePoint development site at www.reimaginespdev.com.